This is an oral history interview conducted with Colonel Eunice Wright by Allison Hodgins on March the 10th, 1997, concerning the Women's Army Corps. Okay. Can you tell me where you were born and a little bit about your childhood?
Yes, I was born in Rapley, Georgia, which is in southern Georgia, and quite some time ago. And as a small child, we moved from Rapley to Savannah, Georgia, where I call home at this particular time. And I'm the seventh of eight children. And, well, I went to school in Savannah. All of my schooling was done in Savannah, to include my college and my that's the level of my education, four-year college. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. I did have a good childhood. Of course, I realized as I got older and moved around that we were poor, but I didn't know that because everybody was on the same level in my neighborhood. When I went to school, of course, it was busing, and it was all black schools throughout my education experience. Mm-hmm. And I was not subjected to or confronted with integration until I came into the Army, and that was in 1958.
Oh, really?
Prior to that time, I had lived strictly in a black community, and I lived in a black world, went to a black school, and I worked at a black school, and all of my friends were black.
Mm-hmm. What did you major in college?
Business administration.
Okay. Let's see. What activities were you involved in as a student?
Well, I'll tell you, at Savannah State, I did work in the student, government at that time. I forgot what they called it then. And I was a member of the French Club. But other than that, I was not involved in anything because I worked as a student also. Mm-hmm. I was a student employee to help supplement my support for the college that I was going to. Even though it was very minimal at that time, my parents didn't have that much to give to me.
Oh, I know the feeling. I know the feeling well. Let's see. I've read that you worked as a secretary.
Yes,
when you graduated.
When I graduated, I was secretary to the president at the college, and I worked there for 8 years.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I thought it was terrific. I still think secretary work is one of the most gratifying jobs that it is because you can do so much. You can offer so much, and you get so much from it. And I really still hold that very high, very high.
It seems very hectic to me. All these things going on at once that you're responsible for.
Well, I'm sure now it's different because at that time we didn't have computers and we didn't have all everything we have now. But it was very rewarding. I enjoyed it.
Okay. What were the circumstances of your decision to join the Women's Army Corps?
Well, being a secretary at Savannah State, where I had graduated from, was probably one of the best jobs that I could have found in Savannah. And I felt I had reached my level in Savannah for a job, and I wanted to try something different.
Okay.
It was either to be a secretary or work at the college or teach school. I've never wanted to teach school. But it's a funny thing. That's the first job I got after I finished basic training, officer training here at Fort McClellan. My first job was an instructor. But I enjoyed it because it was a controlled environment. You know, I taught the basic trainees, and they were very disciplined, and they still are to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about any discipline problems because you had your sergeants there to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. So basically you just
taught.
And if they didn't like it, then you just sent them on?
Well, I didn't know whether they liked it or not because the sergeants were there to take care of them. They took care of any disciplinary problems that might have come up, and none ever came up.
Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about your assignments and what you thought of them throughout your career?
Yes, I think on this list I gave you, I had many, as you can see. It's on page 2, I believe. On the second page. Well, it starts on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you're interested in any particular one or not, but they were all interesting. But I found that the jobs that I had working directly with the trainees were the most rewarding because it was just amazing to see these young women come into the Army and see what they look like, how they act and everything, and to see them go out after about 8 weeks of training. It was almost like a metamorphosis.
Completely different people?
Completely different.
Very well disciplined.
Very well disciplined. Just everything about them is just striking, mm-hmm. because they had just developed into such fine young people.
I'm not very, to be honest with you, I'm not very familiar with the military. What exactly do you do as an executive officer or platoon officer? I'm not very familiar with...
As a platoon officer, that's when I did training. It meant that I had a platoon. I think, you know, I've forgotten how many women were in a platoon. I know it sounds stupid. But I had a platoon of women. I think it was 40 women in the platoon. And I was responsible for their training, for their discipline, I had to take care of them. I had to make sure they got everything mm-hmm. that they needed in order to become good citizens and fine soldiers. But the thing about this was I didn't do it alone. I had sergeants, and we called them non-commissioned officers. Mm-hmm. At that time, they called them platoon sergeants, and now they call them drill sergeants.
Okay.
But I had a staff of people to assist me. So I didn't do it all by myself, but I was responsible for their training and for their discipline, for their supplies, for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to make sure they had what they needed to do the job they were responsible for doing. And as executive officer, I was at WAC Center up here at the headquarters. And I was more or less, what was I, an administrative assistant to the commander. I did things like... reviewed correspondence, wrote correspondence for the commander. You know, I actually drafted it and wrote it, and the commander signed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of an in-between her and the other members of the staff there at Fort McClellan, up there on the hill over here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty difficult to say, you know, what I did. I know what I did, but it's kind of hard to impart to you what I did because... it just seems there was so many things to do. I've just handled administration
mm-hmm.
for the commander.
Okay. Let's see.
You might note there, one of the things that's sort of different from all my other jobs is that of family housing officer in Germany. I went to Germany in... 66 to 63 to 65, and that was a good job too because I worked then. I was assigning government quarters to military personnel,
mm-hmm.
and I had strictly, I had one Army sergeant, U.S. Army sergeant, and my other staff members, about six, were Germans, what they call German nationals,
uh-huh.
and they were a delight to work with.
Really?
A delight to work with. And I loved Germany so much.
Did you?
It's a beautiful place. The people were nice. And be honest with you, had I not had very close family ties, I think I would have gotten out of the Army in Germany. Because I had left Fort McClellan, and it was... Anniston was the pits. Segregation was everywhere. And when I got to Germany, I felt freer than I had felt here in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have stayed in Germany, except that I have very close family ties, so I didn't want to be away from my family.
I've read, in looking through bits and pieces here and other places, that in Europe, like in the 50s and the 60s, segregation there and racism was not nearly to the degree that it was here. That
I didn't experience any discrimination from the Germans, but I did experience it from some of the military. I remember that I had gone to... a restaurant with some of the other people that I was stationed with, and when I walked into the restaurant, I'm sure it was an American GI, he mumbled something and looked very mean at me, and he just got up and the whole party left the club. And that's the way the whole thing was at that time. Even in Germany, wherever the Americans went, that's what they did. Some of them spoiled it for, you know, it just goes wherever you are. And it's still with us today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as overt as we would think, but it's still...
It's more of a hush-hush.
Yeah, it's more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But it occurs.
Could you tell me a little bit more about being in Anniston here during the 50s and 60s?
Well, I tried... Well, I didn't even go downtown, I don't think, during the 50s, because I was in basic training. During the 60s, I only went I'm trying to think if I've ever went downtown. I might have gone once or twice. I don't remember because I don't remember the experience being something I want to remember, mm-hmm. you know, something I'd like to recall. I do know that everything off post was, anybody owned was segregated. I think there were some black restaurants downtown, but since I didn't have transportation, I didn't go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everything I needed was on post.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did you feel a sense of discrimination in the Army for being a female? And if so, could you please describe
it? You know, I didn't. And I never have. And I notice a lot of that comes up now. And I've never experienced that.
Never, ever?
Never. I've never experienced discrimination because I'm a female or black. Not in the Army. Not among my peers. Not among my people I worked with and those who worked with me or worked for me. I hate to say worked for me because nobody worked for me. I always had people who worked with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I never sensed it. They may have been there, but I never sensed it.
Did you feel, I've read some other places about, women joining the Army, you know, that it's a male-dominated thing back then. Did you ever feel discrimination from, like, civilians? People think, well, she's in the Army, she's, you know.
No.
You never felt that at all?
No, I never did.
Did you think that being a member of the WAC was a positive attribute to your life?
Well, it was definitely a positive attribute because I gained a lot. I gained friends. I gained experience. I gained travel. And I gained a sense of knowing people from all backgrounds and knowing, realizing that everybody is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly would not have gained that had I not come into the Army because I would not have been exposed as I was in the Army.
What do you think your life would have been like if you had decided not to join the WAC? Where do you think you would be now?
Dead, probably. Now, I hate to say that, but I would have just been in a rut. And it could very well have been, I might have been dead by now, I don't know.
What do you think about women in the Army today?
I think they're pretty sharp young women, but I'm glad I'm not in the business of training anymore.
Why's that?
Because the women in the Army, as well as the men in the Army, are a product of the civilian life, and things have changed so much. There's so much more. They express themselves so differently now. I'm not so sure I could deal with that. I don't know whether you have a chance to watch any of these talk shows or not.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm shocked myself, and I'm coming from that generation.
Yeah, well, see, and it's for them and for your generation, it's natural, because that's the way, you know. But I'm away in the 20th century, and I've kidded people about the 20th century. I told them I'm not going to the 21st century because things are moving so fast.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe to me, like, I'm 22. People when you were my age versus people now, could you tell me a little more about?
Well, I'm not saying you are one of them, but in my opinion, they were more respectful. They respected elders, regardless of who they were. They certainly respected their teachers. They respected their parents. They respected educational figures, you know, principals, teachers, and all. They just had more respect, and they were, I don't know, that's one of the things I'm not saying you don't have respect, because it's different now.
Yes,
I'm sure you have respect in your own way, but then it was so different. It is really, well, we weren't exposed to as much as you. We didn't have televisions, some of us, way back until, you know, we were much older.
Mm-hmm.
But the media were not available to us as it is today, because you can find out things that's going on around the world in just a second to turn on CNN or whatever, or your mm-hmm. newspapers. But the young people in my age just weren't, I guess, if we had been exposed to more, maybe we would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we were slow. Plus, we had some fast ones, too.
Yeah, I've